Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is so dangerously cold out there. Temperatures hit a record low of 9 above overnight. Team coverage starting now with WWJ's Ron Dewey. Ron.
Yeah, they technically work inside, Roberta, but they still have to deal with the frigid temperatures. These are the people who work the drive-through windows at your various fast food restaurants around town, including this McDonald's at Telegraph and 5 Mile.
Oh my God, it's freaking freezing. I hate this winter. It started too early.
How do you deal with it?
Oh my God. This jacket.
And they are dressed like Eskimos in heavy coats, scarves, earmuffs, having to open and close and open and close that window repeatedly during the frigid temperatures this morning. And not much of a chance to warm up when everybody wants their morning coffee. Live and local in Redford Township, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
In Macomb County, no classes today for a second straight day for kids in the Warren Consolidated School District. That story live and local from WWJ's Charlie Langton. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Tom. Well, about 14,000 students at the Warren Consolidated School System, that's a big district here, they've got the day off. Why? Because, well, the cold weather caused about a dozen of the 100 buses they have here to break down. Michelle Davidson, she has been driving school buses here at Warren Consolidated for about 19 years.
Well, I had no problems with my bus at all, and I was able to pick up all my kids and get them to school. So then they made us turn around and take them all back home again.
What did the kids think?
Well, they didn't know what to think, actually. They just were like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? They were having a party. No school for them. But the superintendent assures me that all the students will be back to school with the buses going by tomorrow. Reporting live here in Warren, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.